With our continuing coverage of Iowa high school athletics, we're joined now by junior catcher for the Pella Christian baseball team, Elliot Menninga, following an 18-3 win over PCM. And Elliot, I got a story here. It's been kind of an up and down season for the Eagles, and as of late, it feels like there's been some more down, a lot more downs than ups. But to be able to come out here tonight and pick up a big win the way that you guys were able to, how much of a confidence booster is that one going into three more Little Hawkeye conference games the rest of the week?
Yeah, it really feels good to finally be on this end of a high-scoring affair, you know? I mean, last night we played DCG, and that one did not go our way, obviously, but it feels good to come out on top finally. And, yeah, I mean, in this way, our bats finally came alive. We played solid defense, and, yeah, it was just good.
Well, you talk about it. PCM got the scoring started there in the first inning. They put up two runs on you guys, and you got to be thinking in the dugout, like, oh, great, we just – you know, things happen like that. And then the bottom of the first, you guys come through and got the bats kind of rolling there. And it was your blast that really broke things open there with that three-run homer. What's going through your mind there as you come up to the plate in that first inning, just looking to make something happen for the team?
Yeah, I mean, we had runners on second and third, I think. And then there was one out or maybe no outs. And I was really just trying to score a run. Like, I wanted a ground ball to the right side, and that's what I was looking for. I was going to jump on the first pitch. That was my plan. And I happened to turn on it, and it went over the fence.
And a lot of excitement after the home run there. A lot of guys, you know, afterwards coming really close to matching that homer. But I got to ask you about this, too, because this is the first time I've gotten to get to call a home run for the Eagles baseball team here on Eagle Lane. Just what's going through your mind as you're rounding the bases there after giving the team the lead?
Oh, it felt really good. And I knew that gave us the lead, and we needed kind of a boost after letting up a few runs in the first inning. So it was a really good feeling. As soon as I hit it, I kind of was like, is that gone? And then halfway to first base, I was like, we got the win. That's definitely gone. And I started cruising, and it felt really good.
And one thing that Coach Fowdy and I were talking about during the game, too, is the win playing a factor in this game tonight. I'm sure that helped with the homer there, but just playing through that win, what was kind of the feeling, like, I know that you were catching, so maybe it didn't play as big of an effect for you personally, but what were some of the things that you kind of saw tonight from your perspective with how that win played out throughout the game and how that impacted the two teams that played here tonight?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. It changed my approach at the plate quite a bit. I was trying to elevate the ball because, A, it just makes a pop fly that much more difficult to catch, and, B, if you happen to piece one, it'll travel. And, secondly, it really affects the pitching quite a bit because Trevor started for us, but he didn't have his best stuff, but I was kind of surprised to see his fastball didn't have that much zip on it tonight.
Yeah.
And I think that played a pretty big factor.
I would imagine so, too. But, you know, you just look at this game, and one thing that was kind of unique was just the hit-by-pitches tonight. You guys were staying disciplined in the box. You weren't guessing at pitches. You're waiting on things. What was kind of the message in the dugout just as, you know, that second inning was just going on for what felt like a decade because there was just so many free passes issued there?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of felt like I'd sit down for 5 minutes and then look at the batting order. I'm like, oh, I'm in the hole. Yeah. And then you step up and another guy gets hit by a pitch and you're on deck. And then we just kept going. We kept feeding off each other. And I think our approach was really good. We weren't trying to force anything. We were staying in there, and yeah.
And again, we're talking to Pella Christian junior catcher Elliot Menninga following an 18-3 win for the Pella Christian Eagles over PCM in four innings tonight. Let's talk about that, the score there. You put up 14 runs in the second inning, and you've been on the other side of some of those games this year, unfortunately, where the score has been really lopsided. Now you're on the other side of that, and you got a lot of joy in the dugout. You're getting that excitement built back up after getting that over, but at the same time, you got to play it a little bit cautious and not overdo it in the dugout there and lose focus. What was kind of the way that you guys were going about it in the dugout to just mentally stay in the game and hold on to what was a big lead?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we did a really good job tonight in the dugout. We got really excited at the start and really good, and we fed off each other. And then once we had a really good lead, we kind of stayed focused. We kept putting on more runs. And, yeah, we didn't get really too high ever. And we definitely didn't get too far down once we were down after the first half inning there. We stayed high, and we were good.
And Elliot, we mentioned it, the season's been a little bit up and down for Pella Christian. Obviously, a lot of newness to this team still. We're midway through the season. maybe a little bit over midway even at this point, but just a lot of things have kind of changed for this team. What's been your experience this year just with this squad and just watching the pieces kind of come together for this team that has a lot of guys that have either A, made their way back out to baseball after some years off, or B, just guys who are taking on new roles with some of the guys that left due to graduation last year?
Yeah, I mean, it feels really good to finally put some pieces together here. We started out pretty hot this year. I mean, some of the new guys were hitting pretty good, and we were just starting to get comfortable, and then we kind of hit a lull in the season, which our schedule really got tough once we got into conference play. You know, we play DCG and Indianola, and sometimes it's hard to, like, mentally stay in those games. But, I mean, we made it through them, and now we're here. Pieces are starting to come together, and, yeah, it's good.
It has been a good year. Looking ahead for the Pellicrisian Eagles here at Oskaloosa, Newton this week. I know two teams that you guys would really love to even the score with. Oskaloosa was a split the last time, so the season series is up for determining in that one. And then you got two games against Newton. Newton comes over here to Eagle Lane and takes game one of this season series 8-2. And I know that you guys would just love to get those wins back. What's it going to take to get the job done to finish out the week really strong?
I think we got to feed off of tonight's energy for sure. Use that to our advantage, and we got to have some solid pitching this week against Oski and Newton. And yeah, we got to play well against Newton because they're looking to sweep us, but we want revenge really bad. So not too worried about that. We just need some good pitching and hope that our bats will come alive.
Hopefully they do. Elliot, thanks again for joining us up here. Congratulations on getting the win and on the first homer that I've gotten to call for the Eagles that has left the ballpark. So fun night, and appreciate the time as always.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. That was Elliot Minning, a junior catcher of the Pellicrisian baseball team, following a 18-3 win over the PCM Mustangs on Tuesday night.